for our families when they needed us. Many businesses closed, some temporarily and some permanently. But we had no idea what was going to happen next. It was as if the whole world was holding its breath, waiting. But not everyone stayed inside. Doctors and nurses, the first responders to this pandemic, were on the front lines. With few resources and even less preparation, these incredible heroes rose to the challenge and threw themselves into battling the virus, often putting their own lives at risk. Grocery store employees, delivery people, city workers, and other essential workers compromised their own safety to keep our world running. There were long lines at food banks serving struggling families hard hit by the lockdown. In those first weeks of quarantine, I started sketching moments from each day. It was my way of coping with events as they unfolded. On walks around our neighborhood, I began to notice small things. Neighbors smiled beneath masks and greeted each other on the street. Teddy bears began appearing in windows for children to hunt for. Paper hearts decorated doors and fences. Sidewalks were vibrant with chalk drawings of rainbows and signs on lawns read, "We are in this together, and we can do this." Neighbors shopped for those unable to and left groceries on doorsteps. Every evening at the same hour, people stepped onto porches or stoops and cheered for those on the front lines. A moment of the day when we were all united in love. Around the world, empty parks saw a resurgence of wildlife as animals ventured out undisturbed by humans. Without planes and cars, the air seemed cleaner. During this difficult time, people reached across the void to find one another and come together. So much had changed, but those struggles, rather than bringing us down, instead brought out the best in many of us. As I write these words, masked people of every color fill the streets to fight against racism and to right the injustices of the world. They face the double danger of contracting the virus and having violence brought against them for speaking their minds. Nearly every face painted in this book is inspired by a